found the master immune switch in the brain, an ME/CFS and long COVID perspective by Court Johnson, May 25th, 2024. 20 years ago, our idea of the immune system changed radically when Kevin Tracy found that cutting the connection of the vagus nerve, the big nerve that sends immune signals from the body to the brain, dramatically affected the innate immune response. No longer could we think of the immune system as some localized response to infection or injury. After Tracy's finding, it became clear that the interplay between the brain and the vagus nerve in what came to be called the inflammatory reflex played a major role in the inflammatory innate or early immune response. Meanwhile, over in chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, and fibromyalgia land, the low heart rate variability and dysautonomia found made the vagus nerve, the chief regulator of the parasympathetic nervous system, of interest. That nerve got even more interesting when 11 years ago, Michael Van Elzacker proposed that infections of the vagus nerve were causing it to transmit signals to the brain, which resulted in a chronic case of sickness behavior. For example, pain, fatigue, cognitive and sleep issues in ME/CFS. A black swan event. Recently, a widely lauded paper titled "A Body-Brain Circuit Regulating Body Inflammatory Responses" identified a master immune switch in the brain that is able to turn off and turn on inflammation in the body. Yale immunologist Ruslan Medzitov called the finding a black swan event, a rare and unpredictable event that made perfect sense once it was found. Medzitov stated the study indicated there's a whole layer of biology that we haven't even anticipated. That switch was found in that complicated and vital piece of central nervous system real estate called the brainstem. Another big area of interest in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. First, the researchers infected mice with a bacterial toxin called LPS, known to activate the immune system. In a small study, Jared Younger recently found that the same toxin, when given to people with fibromyalgia, may have triggered an abnormal neuroinflammatory response in their brains. Using precise imaging techniques, they found that vagus nerve neurons in the brainstem lit up with activity as soon as the toxin was introduced. It soon became clear that these neurons were controlling immune activity, not in the brain, but in the body. One set of neurons in the brainstem was in charge of damping down immune activity, while another set was in charge of amping it up. Turning off the first set of neurons resulted in a dramatic 300% increase in pro-inflammatory activity, and a similar decrease in anti-inflammatory activity was seen. Turning off the second set turned inflammation down by 70%. Further testing indicated that glutamateric and GABAergic neurons found within the caudal nucleus of the solitary tract, the CNTS, in the brainstem were controlling the immune response. The authors called this circuit the inflammation rheostat of the brain, which regulates the amount of inflammation occurring in the body. A rheostat controls the flow of electrical current. Plus, the researchers found a place where the vagus nerve triggers some of the flu-like symptoms found in sickness behavior. Immune factors called cytokines triggered sensory neurons in a part of the vagus nerve called the nodus ganglia. The CNTS, an inflammatory, sensory, and psychosomatic hub? The caudal nucleus of the solitary tract, CNTS, is where it all happens. The solitary tract is so named because it consists of vagus nerve fibers that end in a bundle of nerve cells. The solitary tract connects the vagus nerve to the brain stem and tracks many different factors, including sensory information, chemical changes, as in glucose, leptin, and angiotensin II, changes in blood pressure, blood pH, breathing, heart rate, and gut motility. In short, one review called it, quote, the primary brain region to receive and process rapid neurochemical information regarding the internal environment of the body. One of the lead researchers, Dr. Jin, made an interesting statement, quote, a lot of psychosomatic effects could actually be linked to brain circuits telling your body something, end quote. That came out of the blue. How did attractive neurons in the brainstem that are associated with inflammation get linked up with psychosomatic symptoms? The CNTS is where sensory information, inflammation, autonomic nervous system functioning, and emotional states collide. In other words, it's potentially an excellent place to explain diseases characterized by lots of body sensations and pain, dysautonomia, inflammation, and psychological distress that makes things worse. It's connected to regions of the brain that regulate autonomic nervous system function and the emotions. Neurons, for instance, from the insular and medial prefrontal cortex, amygdala, and hypothalamus connect to the CNTS. The insular cortex processes sensory information, coordinates movements, monitors the body's internal state, and regulates the emotional response to situations. Sensations emanating from the throat, chest, and abdomen get translated by the loop from the insular cortex to the CNTS. Indeed, stimulating the insular cortex has been shown to produce sensations in the throat, chest, and abdomen, as well as altering gut motility and breathing. On its end, the medial prefrontal cortex is responsible for attention, concentration, motivation, and movement. Nerves going to the fear center of the brain, the amygdala, as well as the hypothalamus, permeate the CNTS as well. Once again, we find this intriguing connection between parts of the brain involved in emotional states and autonomic nervous system functioning. Interestingly, neurons in the CNTS are the only cells in the brain that respond to aldosterone, a part of the RAAS complex that maintains blood volume, or in the case of POTS and ME/CFS, is supposed to maintain blood volume. One review article proposed another way to mess with emotional regulation in these diseases, alterations in aldosterone. That's an interesting finding given anecdotal reports that increasing blood volume in ME/CFS can reduce anxiety. In short, the CNTS is the place in the brain where body and mind and physiological and emotional stressors meet. It's being described as, quote, the brain's primary sensory nucleus for visceral sensations relevant to symptoms in medical and psychiatric disorders, and as a key node in the mind-body, characteristics of several medical and psychiatric diseases, end quote. Given the connections between the sensory system, inflammation, and the emotions, it's no surprise that Dr. Jin proposed that this new finding could shed light on what's going on with so-called psychosomatic symptoms. Importance. Finding a master regulator of the innate immune system was no small thing, and the study was widely hailed for the new possibilities it promises to rein in autoimmune and inflammatory diseases, as well as mysterious conditions such as long COVID. Trinity College biochemist Dan O'Neill stated, quote, if we could target these circuits very precisely, then there's great potential to block the inflammation response for many diseases, end quote. Now that they have a starting place, specific neurons in the CNTS, researchers can begin to track down how these neurons in the brainstem are able to affect the immune system across the body, i.e., what cells they're interacting with and how they're interacting with them to do that. That will open up more treatment possibilities. For its part, the brainstem seems more fraught with possibility than ever. I took part in a small study that assessed the effects of what I called the zapper on the brainstem. The device was designed to reduce inflammation in other parts of the body. I was only able to get in 2 sessions of the zapper, but after the second session, I felt distinctly clearer, calmer, and more focused. Plus, work on manipulating the vagus nerve continues. Kevin Tracy's work has shown that invasive vagus nerve stimulators can have profound effects on autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. In 2011, Tracy proposed that conditions characterized by low heart rate variability, such as ME/CFS, POTS, and fibromyalgia, and now long COVID, might respond well to vagus nerve stimulation. Dr. Nadelson, who is studying non-invasive vagus nerve stimulation, reported on a remarkable story of a woman with very severe fibromyalgia who responded well to invasive vagus nerve stimulation. The NIH and the drug companies have caught on. From NIH's SPARC, SPARC initiative, to major investments from pharmaceutical companies, billions of dollars are being invested in finding ways to electronically stimulate the vagus and other nerves to improve health. Wrap up. The study was done on mice, not humans, but the basic anatomy is similar. Studies will have to assess if the same inflammatory regulator is working in the same way in humans. Since we're dealing with the most primitive part of the immune system, which works similarly in many organisms, my guess is that a similar process is taking place. Given the toll the chronic autoimmune and inflammatory diseases take, not to mention diseases like ME/CFS, FM, and long COVID, finding a potential on-off switch for the innate immune system will undoubtedly unleash a torrent of studies to validate and broaden the finding and find new ways to treat disease. Thanks to Susan for the link to this most interesting finding. Found this blog helpful? Please support Health Rising and keep information flowing. Give a one-time donation in the link in the text version of the article.